Well, hello there, everyone. I'm the Jaystrom, and with me I have Mulberry Bill.
Hi, guys.
We're from the Nowhere in Mulberry podcast, and we're here to talk about heroes. We're here to give our take on certain things. The show Heroes, it's not based on a comic book, but you could almost think of them as comic book characters in a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what I think a lot of people like about the show is they're like normal people who get power.
Yeah, as opposed to the comic book hero that has the secret identity.
But I was thinking to myself, okay, that's good for now, season one, maybe even season two. But eventually, they're going to have to form a crime-fighting supergroup, aren't they?
Or at least and start wearing spandex. That's quite
important. And to keep with the whole, you know, superhero role, they would have to create alter egos with code names, I would think. There's Superman, there's Clark Kent, there's Batman, there's Bruce Wayne, etc.
Part of the whole comic superhero lexicon.
I thought this week you and I would come up with our own code names for the characters of Heroes and bounce them off the listeners and see what they thought.
Yeah, let's try it.
Now let's start with the least dynamic guy, and that's Isaac the artist. We all know his power is basically he does smack and then paints the future, right?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good description.
He doesn't necessarily need smack to see the future, but I think he's trying to... No, I really do need this to see the future.
No, he's an addict.
Yeah, he's going to try to keep using it. Now, do you want to go first with your name, or should I go first?
Go ahead, go first. I'll go first next.
A lot of people name Isaac, they go by Zach, right? So I was thinking Zach Attack, but that's been taken in the movie Sky High. So I didn't go with that. But that would have been good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Except that he doesn't really fight or anything. He just lays passed out most of the time. So that didn't
maybe
really
like Zack Smack Attack?
Yeah. Smack Attack. That would have been good. But here's the name I came up with. And I gave him kind of a mystical, kind of a, you know, highbrow name. It is simply The Artisan.
Well, I'm sure he makes some excellent bread.
Or you could call him The Artisan. Something like that.
I came up with a couple goofy ones, but my main one for him would be Harbinger, someone who brings things from the future.
I know, it's
too highbrow, or the Harbinger, something like that.
What else you got? I want to hear a silly, silly one.
How about the White Horse? or Smackman?
Smackman, yeah. Not bad. See, the problem with a lot of these, the first thing that pops into my head has already been taken. So you kind of got to move on. Okay, so you go next. Who do you want to give your name for?
Let's do Nikki.
All right, Nikki. Her power is kind of like she has this inner twin that comes out and kicks ass.
The basis I went for with Nikki, she has split personality. So I went with Scarlet Gemini.
Interesting, you know, because I came up with the name simply Gemini.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of my alternates, but it wasn't main name.
Well, see, yeah, I knew that people would come up with Gemini, so I had to put something to it. Why not Scarlet Gemini?
Do you want to hear mine?
Absolutely.
OC Diva.
That's great.
So that's my name. So Stripperella was taken, so we couldn't use that.
Yeah, well, the genius of Stan Lee created that one.
Yeah, we couldn't plagiarize that.
And we couldn't really, take Cam Whore or something like that.
Cam Whore? No, we definitely couldn't use that. All right, let's go with Hero. He can teleport, he can time shift. So obviously you would think of some kind of traveling type of name. I actually came up with three of them, and they're all three of them are pretty contrived, so they're not that great. But I'll give you the first one. It was just simple Rift, like Rift in Time kind of thing.
You're along the same lines as I am.
Well, my next one was Paradox.
I think I've seen people come up with that one online.
But the third one I came up with, and this is even more just I had nothing. You can tell I had nothing with these names, is Lightyear. Could you see him? His name is Lightyear.
No, but it makes sense.
All right, what do you got?
I went with, and I know this one is a comic or was a comic at some time, but that's Schism.
Schism, yeah, that's a good name.
My other one was Fracture.
Fracture, okay.
And my last one, of course, would be the most obvious. That's Secret Asian Man.
I like that. I'd go with that one. All right, you pick the next one. What do you want to go with?
How about Matt?
All right.
Grunberg's character.
Okay, Matt, the telepathic cop.
My main one that I liked was Eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop?
Yeah, Eavesdrop.
That's cool. That's cool. I didn't even think of something like that. I like that.
The other one was Harkin.
Like Harkin back?
Yeah, exactly. To read someone's thoughts. This one's excellent. No one's going to have this one. Television. Ha-ha.
Television. Nice. I really like Eavesdrop. That's a cool name. Now, I couldn't get the word cop out of my head with each of my names. The first one is Psycop. P-S-I-cop.
That sounds like a comic book.
Psycop. And of course, my alternate is Mind Cop. But I'm going to go with Eavesdrop. That's an excellent name. I like that.
I just thought, you know, he's eavesdropping on other people's thoughts. And then I went, oh, Eavesdrop.
All right. Well, what about Peter? Thought he could fly. And it seems like, I guess, for the last episode, I guess you determined that he has other people's powers when he's around them.
Power Mimic.
Yeah, and that was the most obvious name I came up with was Mimic. But take the C away and add a K, and it makes it more mysterious. So Mimic with a K.
The K changes everything. It raises it to the next level.
And another one I came up with is, like, Siphon.
But that's not bad.
What do you got?
I went with Archetype.
Archetype.
Because Archetype is copying something. And my goofy one would be Emo Leech, because he's so emotional.
Yeah. All right, you pick the next one and see what you got.
Well, let's get Mohinder out of the way.
All right, Mohinder. Yeah, I did give him a name, which I think will stick. I think it's a fantastic name that I gave him. You got to think of his character. He's following in his dad's work, but also he doesn't want to believe any of this stuff. He doesn't want to believe that Peter has powers. He wanted to just Peter to get out of his face. So I came up with the name Professor Skeptic. Because you gotta think.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Dr. Skeptic works also. But I like to think of him as the Professor of the group.
Yeah.
So I thought Professor would work before it, but Professor Skeptic.
That's good.
All right, what do you got?
I kind of went the obvious route. I went, okay, he's Indian, and he would be considered their leader. So I went with Guru.
Guru, yeah, okay. I can see that. All right, we got Mohinder out of the way, the guy without powers. I think Professor Skeptic is a very generous name for him.
It is.
Okay, let's go ahead with Nathan. Nathan is the guy who just simply flies, right?
Well, that's all we know right now. We don't want to make any.
Right. Well, I'm not going to assume anything about any of these characters right now, but we're just going on what we know so far, and we know he can fly. And the most obvious name that kind of sounds like cocky and arrogant is Flyboy. And you notice in the last episode when he's at the diner, the name of the diner is Fly By Night, the Fly By Night Diner.
Nice.
And I think that was a way of the writers or producers telling us that the reason he knows how to fly is because he's been flying at night. I almost thought that was like a little hint. So I think either the name Fly By Night or maybe Night Flyer, something like that. I got nothing. What do you got?
You know, I tried to go something that was mainly just flying because that's all we know about him right now. So I went with Glider, Swoop, and my favorite, Polly Fly Guy.
Polly Fly Guy, okay.
He's a politician, he flies, and he's a guy. So Polly Fly Guy,
I like that, yeah.
Just not that creative. Sue us.
Do you want to move to Claire? I think she's our last one. I must say she was the hardest.
She really was. My first and best choice would be Remedy.
Nice, because she's got a remedy for everything.
Remedy was my first one. I liked that the most. Then there was Retro, because she goes back to how she was before she was hurt. My third one is Jailbait, which is, you know, just simple.
My first name I came up with was Claire Vereen, like Wolverine.
Okay.
Claire Vereen. And it's too close to Ben Vereen, so I didn't say that.
I was just going to say that. It does sound a little like Ben Vereen. Is she an older black man?
Now, here's my Claire name, and I'm very proud of this.
Okay.
Indestructa Girl.
Nice. That is a total Stan Lee name.
Indestructa Girl.
That's great. That's better than Remedy.
No, I like Remedy. So there you have it, folks. Those are our code names for the heroes of the TV show Heroes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.